If I were to ask you, what's the most important thing? What's the most important thing? You might give me an answer, but it depends on what I would ask you about. It depends on the area. It depends on the topic. If I asked you, what's the most important part of a meal? Most of my carnivores in the room is going to say the meat. The meat's the most important, and then you pick your sides depending on the meat. If I ask you what's the most important clothing piece, a lot of people are going to say the shoes. There's some shirt folks out there that say, no, the shirt, and then everything coordinates around that. You know? It just all depends on the topic of when you say the most important. The most important thing is the beginning, and then you start building around whatever is most important. If I ask you what's the most important part of a friendship, you might say loyalty, trust. We can have a lot of fun and stuff like that, but if I can't trust you, I don't want to go out to a fun place with you. See, what's the most important thing, whatever that is, you allow life to start kind of building around that. Well, somebody asked Jesus that question. They asked Jesus about the most important thing. Would you mind turning with me to Matthew chapter 22? Matthew chapter 22. And we're going to start in verse 34. And if you have a pew Bible near you, somebody will shout that page number out for us. 1408, Matthew chapter 22, starting in verse 34. Sorry, 1409. And this is after Jesus has made his triumphal entry. He's kicked out already. He's kicked out the impure that were taking advantage of people in the temple. And he starts teaching. And he's teaching, and these Pharisees plot to try to expose Jesus as a liar. They want to expose him as a heretic. And so they get this cunning idea to try to hit Jesus with this question that's going to throw him off. Matthew chapter 22, starting in verse 34, it says, "Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?'" Maybe he didn't say, "Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law?" But he kind of said that when he said, "What is the greatest commandment in the law?" In essence, what should we be building our life on? What is the greatest thing in which all other pieces fall into place around? Which commandment is the greatest? See how Jesus responds in verse 37. He says, "Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Love him with every aspect of who you are." I remember I was a boy growing up, a teenage boy, and my mom told me to take a shower, but I didn't want to. And women, if you don't know, there's this season of being a boy where we think showers are an inconvenience to our lives. There's a season as a man where showers feel allergic to my identity. And so I believe I had some dirt behind my ear because I took a shower. And after I took a shower, my dad said, "Boy, you ain't get behind your ears?" And I said, "Well, you didn't tell me to." Now we get into a conversation about him not telling me every aspect that I was supposed to wash when I got in the shower. I was just being stupid. Just being silly. But this is kind of the posture that Jesus is using in this verse 37, because we as humans will find a way to get out of it. So if he just said, "Love God with all your heart," then some people in the room be like, "Well, I gave him my heart, but my mind is my own." If he just said, give him your soul, someone would say, well, I love him with my soul, but my heart, I get to do with that what I want. What he's communicating here is every aspect of your being should be loving God, all of you, all of who you are, all of your essence of what flows out of you. And then you can start putting the other pieces together around it. The other pieces begin to fall in place. It's kind of why we have our logo, our theme for this year. Charles, if you could bring that up for us, our theme of fellowship with God, stronger together. Our fellowship with God is first. That is the centering point that gives us the ability to get stronger as individuals. Then we gather collectively to go be about God's business, doing life with one another. Amen. That one another piece comes next in verse 39. Because Jesus isn't done with his encouragement. He's not done with his challenge. He's not done with answering the question. Verse 39, it is, says, and the second is like, love your neighbor, is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two. Love your neighbor as yourself. We are commanded to love our neighbor. We are commanded to do this thing. Love is a sacrificial thing. Love empowers. Love builds up. Love cares for our neighbor. So I believe love is an action term. Love is not an idea. Simply, love must be experienced. Love must be felt. Love must be something that I can have a tangible expression of. Amen. I believe each of us is called to love. And love is something that God uses to help us build his kingdom. If I could use some of these, some bricks I have here. Imagine that each one of these bricks represents an individual's love. And God gives us the opportunity to be creative. We get to creatively place these bricks so that God's kingdom can be built. Amen. And what your brick looks like and my bricks looks might be a little different. This one has a little bit of hollowness, bore out. Maybe it's been through some things. And maybe this one is a little bit smoother around the edges, a little bit newer to the faith, but that's okay. Because God will use all those that reflect him. Amen. To build his kingdom. Amen. So each of us is called to use what God has given us in a way that demonstrates love, that shows love, that doesn't let love be simply an idea, but allows love to be an action. But you and I, we work hard. And we can demonstrate this love as individuals. And some of y'all are getting scared because this table ain't that strong. I know. That boy on the wobble, wobble, I know. But see, God did something awesome. He has given us the plan. He's made it quite simple. Love him with all that you are. And then, having now experienced God's love and worshiped him in the way we are supposed to, we then try and go out and love our neighbor. We do so in creative ways. We do so in ways that each of us contributing helps build the kingdom. Amen. Our church is a great expression of God's kingdom. But we in 2010 saw fit to put in an actual entity something that God had been doing in our body. In our body, we started not simply loving our neighbor as individuals. We started coming together in twos and then coming together in threes and then fives and then tens. We started joining in a unified effort. And in 2010, we allowed that unity to be put on paper in the form of MAC Development. You see, MAC Development is still an expression of love. MAC development is still the action of love taking place in our community. MAC development flows out of the church's vision and mission and locks arms as an expression of this church of love to our neighbors. Actually, it's a love in hard times. You see, every entity that we've created, everything that's flowed out of MAC development has come out of someone going through a struggle. We had a sister that was educating. She said, my kids in the classroom are behind. Maybe there's a way we can respond. Remember going door to door, talking to families in the community and a parent saying, after school, my kids get in trouble, not because they're bad, but because they're bored. If y'all had an activity, some sports or something, it would be, I'm sure that that would be a blessing in the community. And before we knew it, MAC Sports is born. It's out of these types of things. Amen. Yes, we can celebrate. So it's out of these types of things that we step in with love. But notice I said we. I was going to hop down, but it might be that one time that ankle rolls. So I'm going to just use that ramp. Be that one time. You see, MAC development itself is just a vehicle. It is a vehicle that helps move a unified effort. It helps move the loving expression of each person in this room in a together, in a strategic, in an intentional manner. And so now we, through one entity, all right now, come on. Come on. Y'all ankles gonna have to watch it because I'm coming on around the mountain. Here we go. MAC development is the visual representation of a unified community. Building. Come on now, you're supposed to be clapping at this point. Come on, I hit that turn. But do you see though, how long would it have taken me to individually move each brick in building God's kingdom? Valuable, wise, commanded. Each of us is commanded to do our part. But we strategized and collectively said, yeah, but doing it all together has a greater impact and allows for us to move the kingdom forward in a unified manner. And so we are MAC Development with the hope and passion and joy of taking the love of Jesus outside of these walls, outside of the commons, out of breath. It truly, truly, truly flows out of the heart of this body. And so I'm thankful that today we get to showcase a little bit what you all have prayed for, people that are committed and faithful to doing the jobs and doing the task and showing the love of Christ in our community. You're going to hear from each of our leaders in some strategic ways and just some heartfelt ways and just some loving ways of trying to love on our community, and those are going to look different. But know that each of them step forward as an expression of you, as a part of you. And we are excited to talk more about what that is going to look like in 2025, but know that we are stronger together. I need each of us to realize as God is working in us to love him, he's going to use us to love one another and love this community. And MAC development is one of those expressions. And so, amen, 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 amen. And so today, I'm going to make each one of our staff members take the wheelbarrow down and come back up. No, I'm just playing. But you guys are going to hear a bit from each one of our amazing leaders so that you can have a greater glimpse of what's taking place. We have never expected you as a church, our body, to be a part of every aspect of MAC development. But we do want you to be in the know. And so for a moment, we want to put a spotlight on the different ways God is moving. And we're going to start with our sister, our Alexis, as she comes and shares with us about Max Sports. Amen.
Hi, how y'all doing today? So my name is Alexis Jones, and I currently serve now as the program director over Max Sports. Last time I was here, I was in community engagement, so I'm new to the role. The reason I serve is for the future, which is the youth, and just as an advocate for the families and the youth in the 48214 area. So just really quick, if you are a youth and you know me as Coach Lex, could you just stand up for a minute? Coach, who else know Coach Lex? If I was your cheer coach, basketball coach. All right, I just wanted y'all to notice that. Okay, so what needs are being met? I would say after school programming, like he said, they could be anywhere else doing anything else, but they decided to be in the house of the Lord with us playing sports. And a story I just want to share with you all would be canvassing, going to different schools, to the YMCA, to the gas stations, and just seeing, like, the family reactions, like, the kids, when they be like, basketball for me? Like, they getting dropped off at school. They not even getting out the car yet, and they asking their parent, like, Mom, can I play? Can I play? So just seeing the reactions and, like, from the grandparents and the families, like, hearing a relief in their heart just to have their kids involved in something. And one way people can help through volunteering is just simply sharing the information, sending a message, reposting, sharing with your neighbors, and we could take it on from there. As soon as they come into our doors, we got it from there. Oh, our junior NBA season started last week, January 15th. I have extended registration another week to give boys and girls ages 6 through 15 the opportunity to play on the Pistons court. So it runs from January 15th until March 8th. You can register at maxsports.com. Thank you.
Good morning, Saints. Good morning, everybody. My name is Shadora Ford, and I am the Connect 313 ambassador at MAC Development. I just want to give a big round of applause to our leader, the one and only fearless leader, Pastor Leon, and to all of our MAC Development team leaders. Take this stat, for instance. In poor societies, technology usage is often limited due to factors like lack of access to infrastructure, high cost of devices, and limited digital literacy, leading to the digital divide where people in poverty struggle to utilize technology for basic needs like education, healthcare, financial services, which can further the economic disadvantage. However, mobile phones are increasingly used in these communities as primary access points of technology, especially for communication and mobile banking when available. So all of those things are those bricks. All of those bricks play a major role in how we show up, how we provide space, how we love on our neighbors. Most of our neighbors don't, even if they have a device, they may not know how to work it. That still leaves them in the digital divide. They may have internet, but it may not be the speed that they need for everyone to be on the same frequency or having a high impact for jobs. They may not be able to fill out HOPE applications at home. So MAC Development is that place, and we are the bricks, and those are the things that keep us together. I was gonna go a little off script, but unity is definitely here because what I put into my presentation is kind of what Pastor preached today. As a resident of Detroit, born and raised in 48214, shout out to 48214. As a resident of Detroit, born and raised in 48214, I have lived through many challenges. In the evolution of our neighborhood, I have seen the struggle of those who have lacked resources, education, and access to even just basic needs. Most residents in this position were disconnected, disengaged, did not have digital literacy, was almost increased and consumed by their livelihood. I serve in this role because first and foremost, I believe in the mission of MAC. I truly trust that God has sent this org to our community to be a lifeline for those who feel like they are drowning in poverty. In college, I experienced firsthand how hard it was to be a student without reliable internet, without a digital device, staying in the school after hours to use computers, which often got me late for work. I vowed to use this motivation to fuel the vehicle for equity of those who help through the hybrid Mac Development Tech Hub. We holistically help households by providing a safe space for children in pre-K through 12 to come in and get homework help after hours, shout out to Education Department, access to computers, the internet, and toolkits to further their education. We are doing the work of the Lord when we are helping the unemployed fill out applications for job search and prepare them for interviews. We engage the community by allowing computer access and hope applications and repairs. Shout out to community engagement. We are putting a smile on the faces of children who come in and be a part of our after-school sports team and on the weekends hang out with Coach. I got you, sports team up in there. The missions team of helping revitalize our neighborhood is of the utmost. The Commons is our nesting place and is where I first met the Connect 313 Rocket Mortgage team to discuss the nourishment of this partnership. My role as a community ambassador intertwines with every facet of each and every MAC team, and the mission is clear. We work together to connect Detroiters. In the last 3 years, we have broken record numbers in District 5 alone. We have had the most ACP signups, causing every media team in Detroit to be at the doorsteps of the Commons right on up to MAC development. This impact has left our city as number one, has contributed to our city being number one in the nation and leading the digital equity set. District 5 alone at MAC development has the highest success stories from residents utilizing tech hubs and new devices paired with internet affordable connectivity program. In 2024, we launched our senior citizen tech classes that certify 16 seniors at 83 East Jefferson to teach courses in senior citizen homes. They now can assist their neighbors with telehealth, online bills, social media platforms, allowing them to visually see some of their family members that they have not seen since post-COVID in 2019. We offer hybrid programming so our residents can feel comfortable in their learning spaces, whether at home or in the office. We are ready to cater to your digital needs. More than anything, I request the body of believers to pray for the resources we need to hit the doorsteps of the MAC Development Tech Hub. Not only the MAC Development Tech Hub, the Commons, the MAC Development teams, we are in need for more staff to build and implement innovative programming. We need more money to purchase disability devices for those who need access, such as for TTY machines and deaf and hearing impaired, also Braille machines for the blind. We need a commercial printer for the Tech Hub users, which will cause an increase in need for funds for print paper and maintenance and ink. We need you. You need us. We're all a part of God's body. And it is His will that every need be supplied. Your involvement in MAC development is not only just appreciated, it's essential. Together, we can make a difference. Pray, give, volunteer your time at MAC development because your contribution matters. Amen. 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 Now who next? Oh. Give it up for Brother Charles, y'all.
Morning. My name is Charles Johns. I'm the director of MAC Missions. For those who don't know what MAC Missions does, we recruit and host mission teams from all over the U.S., including Canada. Teams come here to do work within the Detroit area, or specifically the 48214, and I took over this position in, I think, 2017-ish, 2018, and I try to do notes so I wouldn't come up here, and I kind of changed how Mac Missions kind of redesigned it specifically to do what Detroit did for me, and that was the change of my personal perspective or the narrative I had of Detroit when I came here. And then once I learned about the history of Detroit, learned about the people of Detroit and found this church, my narrative changed. And then I was able to go tell other people about Detroit. Hey, there are the things that you hear about on the news, but that's not all that you see and hear about in Detroit. So that became my passion. I want to spread this. And so when I took over, the mission team volunteers to be integrated into our community, like my first year of being in Detroit. So it's a compressed amount of time. So mission teams eat dinner with people within the community instead of eat dinner by themselves. I or whoever's hosting hangs out with them to talk with them and build that communication, that community, that a relationship. So I'm all about relationship. And it's not about me, it's really about the people within this community. So I've been blessed with some family members or people in this community that have helped out, and I'm going to ask you to stand up, or just a representative from your family to stand up, and it's not to put you on blast, it's going to help me in a second. So these are people who have either hosted teams for dinner at their home or here at church and been a part of a conversation with that team, or have led in a teaching session where they've talked about a subject such as maybe history in Detroit or education in Detroit or what the Bible talks about. about the poor, or whatever subject you see fit that you want to teach other people, these people have done that. And so if I get, have maybe done both. So if a representative from the Stahl family, the Way family, Anderson family, Egger family, Bowman family, Demers family, Tammy Toko, Stevenson's family, Walker's, Morgan's, the John's family, the Welkiners, and someone just came to mind that I did not mention, and I just lost it again, and I apologize. But, you know who you are. If you can look around those who are not standing, and if you want to get an idea of what it means to volunteer and participate and host and work in Mac Missions, please reach out to some of these people who are standing up. They can speak on my behalf because I'm just one person. But these are the people who have helped in the past. That would be awesome. We are looking for people to host dinners and just be conversing with the team so they can meet other people besides me. I can't speak for Detroit, but the many can. The bricks can speak for Detroit. I'm looking for people to assist in teaching on a subject that's true to you. Yes.
Can I just say something, Charles?
Yeah.
Hold up.
I'm so loud. Just to encourage you, if you're like, I'm not a teacher, or like, I don't know what to say, I can share, like, I don't love teaching in front of a group, but it's always like a real encouragement to me and my faith to share and to hear questions and hear, I think, a lot of like college-aged young Christians who are trying to figure out what's next and just like get to feel their questions and remember. I mean, I wasn't a college-aged Christian myself, but like think about being a new Christian and how to choose what's next. It's an encouragement to your faith, and like you do have something to offer as someone who is trying to walk with the Lord and live life in community in Detroit. Like you have a lot to offer. So don't like write yourself off thinking, I'm not the right person for this. Like you're the right person for this. And Charles might not say that to you, but you are the right person for this. So that's all.
Good job.
Thank you, Sarah. it's if you ever want to just hear someone like bless people, you should come hear Sarah speak to my teams. She's pretty awesome. So much appreciated. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm definitely looking for people to host dinners, to either teach or just to hang out. I have teams coming up really soon. I have a team from Minnesota, high schoolers coming February 27th through March 3rd. This is a really cool team because they came last year. They were unsure of what we had to offer, so they only brought like a small, like five people team just to get their toe wet and just to feel it out. And they brought some big wigs to check it out so they can go back, and they loved their experience. So now they're bringing a team of 16 people this time. So this school can really benefit us because they take 100 seniors to the Dominican Republic every year as seniors, and it's a mandatory trip, but they're really trying to hype up the volunteer trip. So this could be a really big thing and a blessing for MAC Development, because this would be income for the community. What MAC Development receives goes right back out to our community. So this is a huge blessing. I have another team from Indiana coming March 15th through the 21st. They're college-age students. There will be a team of 21. And because I am a full-time teacher now, I'm looking for volunteers to be able to help with leading, because I'm actually teaching during these times. So I will not be available during the day. I will be around in the evenings and on weekends for them. But if you just want to be able to hang out and maybe direct them to their volunteer sites or wherever they're going to be doing. And I'm also looking for community service projects. So we're looking for projects where we're assisting the elderly, manual labor on a large scale and small scale, renovations of, you know, whatever, renovation projects, building projects, indoor projects because it is cold. So if we can be indoor. So yeah, you can look for me, talk to me, charles@macav.com. You can send me requests or just come up and approach me. That's it. I'm done.
Good morning. Hi, I am Marilyn Weathersby. I am the director of MAC Education. And thank you. Before I start, I do want to say a shout out and thank you to Shadora. She has been, she came up here and said that she believes in MAC Development mission, and this is true. She's been with MAC Development for a very long time. Yeah. Very, very long time. Just as long as Edith and I. Yes. So thank you, Shadora, for, you know, believing us and staying with us. Okay. I do want to say that MAC Education is about helping kids reaching their destiny. You know, helping them succeed academically and also with personal development. We've been here since 2010, helping kids and families. I think at this point in our time, it's a good time because now we have DPS. DPS is doing a lot of good things in the school system now that they are really trying to get kids where they need to be. And we want to continue our efforts to supporting them in that effort. And not only that, we also want to support the parents, because the parents come to us because they know their kids need help, and we're here to help them. Thank you. Some highlights for MACD Education is that, since we started, I realized that we have helped almost 1,000 kids since from the beginning. I mean, that is really good, really good. But for this semester, I do want to say that one of our highlights is that we did receive the Michigan My Leap grant, which is a good thing because they had like over 300 something people different organizations that applied for it, and only like 100 got it, and we were one of those. Yeah. So that was great. Also, this year, this semester, we have 32 students signed up for after-school tutoring. 32. And during the COVID time, we moved to virtual, but now we're trying to get back into the in-person. So we do have 20 students that's going to be in person. 20 students that's going to be in person. So we're looking for volunteers. And one of the other highlights for this semester, something that is changing, well, we have a lot of changes coming on. But one of the other things is that now we are actually providing meals for the kids. So when they come to the center, they will have homework assistance, they will have a one-on-one tutor, and they will have time to socialize and develop some social skills. So we're looking forward to that. And one of the things that we also wanted to do is have like activity time when they're there, so we have the time to teach them some type of skill. It could be vocal lessons, it could be piano, it could be a number of things just to, little skills that they could put in a bag of things they could do. And these type of things we are hoping to have them spark an interest in something that they may want to do in life, especially like with a lot of STEM projects. So we are hoping to get volunteers for long-term and short-term. It could be for the long-term, tutors. Also, we need not just tutors, but also those who want to help with homework, because the kids, again, are doing their homework. So we want to have someone there that's going to help the students with the homework. Also, we are asking if you have any talent or skills that you want to share with the students, we would love for you to come and share those talents. It could be for the one day, it could be for many days. It depends on how you want to do it. And we could discuss like times and dates and everything like that. One of the reasons that I got involved with MAC Development is because of God, honestly. Because during that time, I know I was older, but at that time I was really getting to know God. And growing up, you hear different like beliefs and everything like that. And so I was like, I want to read the Bible for myself. I want to like see what I think of the Bible and what God says. And when I did that, I started to believe what I believe from what I'm reading myself. So I thought everyone should do that. Everyone should do that. So I wanted to be I wanted to make sure that kids learn to read and be able to comprehend what they're reading. Amen. And being able to read the Bible for themselves. That was my one goal and still is a goal of mine. Now I do want to, because I'm not alone now at MAC Education, I do have Taylor, and I'm going to give her a minute. Well, not a minute, however long she needs to talk.
Hi, everyone. It's been a long time since I've seen a lot of you, and MAC is not my home church, so I'm going to introduce myself. But my name is Taylor. Many of you know my mom, Elise, probably. And I am from the east side of Detroit, but I was away. I was away for 2.5 years living in West Africa. I was in Togo, West Africa for 2.5 years teaching education in public schools. I was teaching English, and I was doing grant projects and community development work there for about 2.5 years. So I just got back in August. And a little bit about me prior to, many of you probably know me from my time at the Commons. I was a barista part-time on and off from 2018 to 2019. I actually kind of fell into MAC Development because I was actually working for the state. I was working in foster care. It was a really difficult job, and I was not able to do it at the time comfortably, and I needed a space to move out of that a little bit. I was still in university. I was figuring things out, and I came in and became a barista at this, at the Commons with the old squad over there, and, MAC Development has always been really close to my heart. Because, this is my community, the east side of Detroit. And, I just want to emphasize, when I returned, I always kept in touch with Pastor and Rebecca. And I had opportunities. I got a federal job when I finished Peace Corps. I had a lot of different things going on. But something was telling me to return and at least spend a year in Detroit, back home after Togo. And, you know, I was talking to him and I was talking to Marilyn about MAC education, which is close to my heart because my mom was a part of it for so long. And the opportunity arose for me to be able to come in as an assistant program manager. And, you know, I know that sometimes you guys don't see our faces. You may not see me all the time or see Marilyn or the team over here all the time, but we are working tirelessly to try to make this a good thing and sustainable, and it's not easy. And, you know, you may not see new photos all the times or these sorts of things, but it's because we're working. We have no coordinators. We don't have volunteers the way we used to, so we can't snap a photo all the time. But the work and the effort is there because we're passionate and we love this community and it's important to us. And I'm not the smartest person in the room. Marilyn's not the smartest person in the room. We need people, you know, around us. She's smart, but I'm just saying, like, you know, it's important to have other people around you who are smarter than you, that know things. You know, I may have a degree in sociology or I may have been a public school teacher, but I'm not somebody who necessarily knows everything about every aspect of education. That's why it's important to have social workers who are volunteers, you know, and I'm rambling a bit just because I feel very emboldened, but, you know, I know a lot of us are really burnt out, we're tired, there's a lot going on in our personal lives, but to be able to see change in your communities, you have to be proactive in it. And just like our Alexis said, that might be sharing a social media post, you know, or if you're, you know, if you know anybody who's looking for volunteer community service hours that is able to legally work with children, okay, that's a thing, you know, bring them in. So anyway, saying all that to say, you know, I'm there, I'm at Nichols 3 days a week with third graders, you know, I'm at MAC development, you know, 5 days a week. I'm now working with Edith at the Hope application. Now I'm 40 hours, I'm full time now, I just thought about it. So just thank you so much for welcoming me, and I'm really excited to see what we do this year. We've been working really, really hard. So thank you so much. And feel free also to email me at taylor@macav.com. because I always love ideas. I'm always meeting with people on ideas. And so, yeah, that's a little bit about me. And thank you so much. And, yeah, thank you, Marilyn, for your leadership as well and pastor. All right. Thank you.
Here you go. All right, y'all. I'm not good at following notes. Hey, but we're going to start out with some excitement. Amen. And I want you to repeat after me. Agitate.
Agitate.
Educate.
Educate.
Organize.
Organize.
Hi, I'm Edith Ford, and I'm the Director of Community Engagement and Organizing for MAC Development. I'm also the event space and the building manager. The reason why I serve in this position is, one, because of Jonathan, JD. I didn't even know that I would love this job more than any other job that I had, but he saw that in me. So thank you, JD. I serve because God has called me all my life to serve and help people. Wherever I work, I have done that. The movie where you saw the documentary with Dr. King, I Have a Dream speech, I remember being a kid. He gave that speech at Campus Martius. And so my family was very involved in the civil rights movement and all the churches. So I was down on his shoulders watching that speech. Dr. King is loud too. But he got the message through. So I always learned from a child, because when we were kids, all our churches was involved in that. And you had to go to church and be a part and listen and learn. We might have been playing around, but we were listening and we learned. And it's very important. Jesus fought for justice. And we have to fight for justice and for others to be free. And I've been a part of the struggles of Black Detroiters for a long time and Black people all over this country. So it's important for the church to show up. Jesus was always fuss at y'all, but Jesus was in the streets. Jesus was not in the temple. He was, but not a lot of times. He was out seeking justice for the kingdom of God. The way that we do this is through housing stability. So when I moved back, it was a mess. My neighborhood, my grandparents been in that, raised me in that house they've been in since 1942. And it was a mess. Everything was falling down. Everything was all boarded up. We had all y'all new neighbors. Everybody was calling me, wanting to know who y'all was. And I'm like, and nobody was talking to each other. And I wasn't used to that. When we grew up, everybody talked to each other, took care of each other. You didn't have a housing foreclosure because somebody, our mamas was hitting the streets and they was going to get that tax money. You didn't miss your mortgage. You didn't miss your rent, but that had fell away. So I started with something that MAC Development is now known for citywide, and they pay us for it. Yeah, being on the porch with it. Not texting, not calling, but going and knocking on your door. And it started out with me getting people together, trying to see what was going on. And with the resources we have at MAC Development, I was able to offer them resources and information and inviting them to church. Because when you're feeling bad, I always tell people, sometimes I don't know what to do. So we're going to have to just pray about it and put it in God's hands and leave it off our hands. Me and Robin, like, those bricks mean one thing, but when I saw that, it makes me think of how we work with our neighbors. When they come, these bricks are on their shoulders, and they're embarrassed about something that's going on. Amen. And they come with this wheelbarrow of bricks, but when they leave, they know we're going to walk together with these bricks. Amen. Until we can figure it out, or God's going to show us a way to take care of it. We're at the gas stations, we at the houses, community meetings, government officials, funders, and donors. Yesterday, I was at a government with politicians all day. You know they wanted to get rid of me. I was asking for money. Asking for that money. Coins, coins, coins. But it has to be God's way.
That's right.
So that's why they always want to get rid of me. Because I'm like, okay, no, I'm not doing that. We good. Then our housing stability. We started working and got a grant from Rocket Community Fund to help people with the City of Detroit homeowners property tax exemption. Detroit is the epicenter of people losing their homes for tax foreclosure, not mortgage foreclosure, but tax foreclosure that was illegally done on our citizens. When we started, we had 21,000 plus houses in foreclosure. As of January of 2024, we were down to 1,237 houses. MAC Development is referred by it. You can live on 8 Mile in Southfield. You're referred to us on the east side to come and take care of your issues. We make sure people get assistance with having their property reassessed to make sure they're not being overcharged through the Coalition of Property Tax Justice. And we help people referring them to places where they can get their houses through probate. Like if their parents passed away and they need to have the house put in their name. All type of housing situations, you know, if you not sure, just call us up. If we can't do it, we'll find you somebody. Our favorite thing is organizing. So we, for a few years, we've been assisting block clubs and organizing and also supporting our community leaders. So this all came to a point on Thursday. We had the Eastside Community Leaders meeting. So I thought 5 or 6 people was going to show up. About 24 showed up.
Amen.
Because we have to empower ourselves to work collectively, to let people know, hey, we're here. We're caring for our people. Come alongside us. We need your help. So, Robin, I'll let her finish because there's other stuff we do. I'm gonna just finish up. I got three ways. Pastor said two, but I talk a lot. So I got three things I need, and I'm calling names out, okay? We need our men to organize and talk to the men in our community. And we need it starting from Harding on Warren all the way down to Jefferson. Also hitting those gas stations in the stores because they need to listen and talk to you. Not me. I'm not their mama. I'm not their sister. They need to talk to some of the brothers. The next thing, Jonathan and Alex, I need you to help us restart Mac Legal. We need help with those deeds, Lady Bird deeds. I got somebody calling me. I'm trying to tell them about how to get their house assessed. They're like, I don't know. Do you know what you're talking about? So I'm going to have to send them to Jonathan. So y'all just might as well, help us get a Mac Legal restarted. And also, when we have information, like I passed these flyers out today, some are in the back, we need you to share information with five neighbors.
Neighbors,
go knock on their door, and if they don't need it, ask them to share it with five people. And now, Robin.
Thank you, Miss Edith. We appreciate all that you do out in our community. Can y'all give her a round of applause? Everybody, give all of Mac Development a round of applause. Good morning, everybody. My name is Robin Morgan. I am the Assistant Community Event Coordinator for our Common Space and for our space at Mac Development. One of the greatest parts of my job is that I get to bring our neighbors and I get to bring our community together for a great party. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Who doesn't love a great party, right? One of the great things about our spaces is we have a beautiful indoor space, and a lot of the people don't know this, but we also have a beautiful outdoor space. We have a space right between our building, Mac Development, and our neighboring building, D&D Storage, where we have a beautiful space that we can use outside to bring the community for spring and summer events. Some of the fun events that we have recently gotten to hold is we'd had the NFL draft. Come on, guys. We had the NFL draft in Detroit, y'all. We broke numbers. Mac Development got to bring people from all over the city. People came from out of state. People said, who's Mac Development? And they got to see that in our community and bring our community and our neighbors to see everybody, y'all. A few of our other things is we have the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. They do two concerts in our space every year for free. Come on, y'all. The Symphony Orchestra comes to us at Mac Development. That's huge. We're bringing culture, we're bringing friends, and we're bringing neighbors together. That's a big deal, guys. A few other things that brings our community together, because as Jesus has always told us, if two or more gather, then we are speaking his word and we are speaking it into existence, right, guys? We have two open mic night events every month at the Commons. We have a event where it is all spoken word. It is the Lord's Spirit just coming and being in our space and just bringing a sense of the Lord and prayer and just spirit into our space, guys. It's a beautiful thing. If you haven't been, I much, much encourage you. It is the first Friday night of the month every month. We also have another group that does an open mic who is all artists. It's artists from all over Detroit, whether it's painting, poetry, singing. They do all of it, guys. And it's just as encouraging. It has grown. They've both been at our facility for over a year now. And I really encourage you, if you haven't had the chance to come in and be a part of some of our events, come join us. You can check us out on Mac Development. You can check us out at the Commons Detroit on the websites. And I just encourage you to spread it to your neighbors. Bring your neighbors with you. Introduce yourself to a neighbor that you haven't met yet and say, hey, we have this great things going on at the Commons. Come join us for coffee. Come join us. Maybe you need to do laundry. It doesn't have to be an event. We just want to spread community, togetherness, and being able to do things as a family.
And you can come in and pray with people. That is a big help. Yes. And they like it. We have a couple of church members that come in, and we just gather right in the Commons in a circle. Everybody gets in it, even the ones that tell me they not thinking about no God. They come and itch their way up in there. Yeah, so that would be a great help, too. So when we call you, we need you to step up, because every one of you got a talent that God's gifted with.
Amen.
And we gonna put them to use. Johnny, is that Johnny? Usually we pray in the afternoon, like about 12 or 1 o'clock. Yeah. If you just pop in, we get right to it.
But we encourage anybody, if you just have a few minutes and you want to pop in and you want to say a prayer, say, I was just popping through, I had a coffee, I'm going to say a quick prayer for the Commons, please come do that for us. You never know how much it helps us. It encourages Edith and I as we're helping our neighbors and as we're encouraging them. It's a huge encouragement to us as well.
Yeah, and we need prayer too, because sometimes we hear a lot of sad stuff. And we got to stay refreshed for other people.
Amen. Amen. Love y'all.
Good job, baby. Good job.
One of the stories this year was a woman's place caught on fire. And our team helped find a location for the sister. Then our team helped her find furniture. Just a number of things that helped bless this woman and help her get, like, reestablished and resettled. And then she began cutting up, and caning people at the places she went to. She hit people with the cane. Oh, why I say that? I'm saying that because it's not all like joyful stories where everything's easy. You know what I'm saying? Like this team serves, but they get stretched. And so as you are praying for the community, be praying for them as well. Amen. Amen, amen. I would be remiss if I did not celebrate Sister Carolyn, Jamie, and Scott, who are our board leaders. They lead the board of MAC Development. Amen. And their leadership is a true blessing. Lastly, we are so grateful for all of you. You give in a lot of ways, whether it's a hug, a laugh, whether it is financially, whether it is with your time. You choose, and you do some great things. We are asking that you choose one of them, though. In 2025, pick with your time, pick with your gifts, pick with your finances, whichever. We just hope that you'll continue to be a light in MAC Development, and we are so grateful for all of you and for all of you at home as well. Will you join me as we pray together? Lord, we are grateful for your gospel, this story of love that is real and that you've called us to love you with all of our being and then love our neighbor. That's the true hope that MAC Development has and MAC Church has. There's a vision of seeing this community transformed, and it has been decades, centuries of brokenness that has caused some of the decay and pain that exists in our city. While I believe you for it, Lord, and I'm hopeful, I'm not guaranteed to see this community transform and be amazing in my lifetime. But I'm committed. We will be faithful. And what we do know, God, is that you show up and show out, and you do transform lives. And so if it is the teenagers that are in our programs now that bring the transformation, we will be so grateful. If it is the young children that are just learning how to read, Father, if they're bringing the change, we will be grateful. God, what we ultimately want, though, is that the community says, even if I didn't want to go to church with them, man, I felt loved by them. May that be the testimony of our neighbors, that Mac Development was a place where they experienced your love. In Jesus' name we pray.